Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. After not being in court since last September, the man accused of being the Gilgo Beach serial killer will appear in court today. Our Sophia Hall with the story.
The judge has so far ruled that Rex Hiramid will be tried for all seven murders at one trial and not multiple trials. The judge also ruled twice that DNA evidence will be allowed at trial. The Suffolk DA says the DNA evidence shows without a doubt that Hiramid committed the crimes. And the attorney for the suspected serial killer's ex-wife says she will not attend today's court appearance. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
It's day two of the nurses' strike here in the city, the largest in the city's history. And today, the nurses are accusing one of the hospitals of union busting. They say Mount Sinai fired three labor and delivery nurses the night before the strike and fired them via voicemail. The hospitals, for their part, are calling the decision by the nurses to strike reckless.
The hospitals have put out statements saying that they are disappointed that they could not come to an agreement around pay hikes, improving safe staffing levels. They say that the nurses walked out on their patients. But these nurses, they say that they're burned out. Mm. They are facing extreme conditions where they don't have the ability to care for their patients safely.
That's Mary Kikatos reporting. Nurses saying they're walking the picket line because of threats by the hospitals, Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and New York Presbyterian, to drastically cut the nurses' health care benefits, not agree to their requests for safe staffing levels or protections against violence in the workplace. The three hospital systems, the city's wealthiest, say the nurses are making unreasonable demands. The union says the hospitals need to follow the lead of the city's eight safety net hospitals, which all reached tentative agreements with the nurses to avoid a strike. We are expecting to hear more from the nurses' union in a press conference this afternoon. That's happening at 2 p.m., so keep it locked right here to 1010 Winds for the latest. City leaders are rallying in Lower Manhattan today and demanding the immediate release of a city council employee who was detained by ICE. The council workers union says that staff member was attending a scheduled immigration hearing when they were detained. Matthew Malloy, the president of the Association of Legislative Employees, says their union will do everything they can to see that employee is released.
This is completely unprecedented. As far as I'm aware, this is the first time in the council's history this has ever happened. And certainly our union has been in active conversation with Speaker Menin, and we are eager to lend any support we can.
Council Speaker Julie Menin railed against the detention.
This man chose to work for the council on behalf of the public, on behalf of New Yorkers. And despite every indication that he was doing everything the right way, he still found himself a victim of egregious government overreach.
Mayor Mamdani also speaking out, saying he's outraged by the employee being detained. He called it an assault on our democracy, our city, and our values. New York Congressman Dan Goldman says the employee is of Venezuelan descent and is a law-abiding immigrant with work authorization. DHS is saying, though, that the employee had no work authorization and is a criminal illegal alien from Venezuela. Speaker Menin says they're doing everything they can to secure his immediate release. Here in New York, Governor Hochul will be giving her State of the State address today. Our Juliet Papa tells us what to expect.
Fighting crime and rising prices. Governor Kathy Hochul will underscore programs to address these issues when she gives her State of the State speech. It's a wish list of sorts, but also a roadmap toward what she hopes to accomplish. She plans to address the proliferation of ghost guns. She's calling for safety zones around houses of worship. She's already announced her plan for universal two-care to drive down child care costs. And she's looking to push back on aggressive ICE tactics, proposing that federal officials have warrants when carrying out civil enforcement at hospitals, schools, and religious institutions. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And over in Jersey, Governor Murphy will be giving his State of the State address, his last as governor of New Jersey. He's expected to tout his accomplishments in office ahead of Mikey Sherrill being sworn in for governor on January 20th. Governor Murphy releasing a statement before his speech saying it's been the highest honor of his life serving as governor of the Garden State. Two cases of Legionnaire's disease have just been reported in the city in Harlem's biggest residential building. The city's health department is investigating 3333 Broadway after a report earlier this month that two cases occurred in Tower B in the past year. But Kim Smith, the founder of Harlem Legionnaires Task Force, says there's concern it may spread.
Originally, Tower B was being tested, their heating system, and then they found that the towers A and B share the same systems.
This is coming after a major Legionnaires outbreak happening in the community several months ago. Smith says what the community wants is more clarity from the Department of Health and also a meeting with city government officials so the issue gets proper attention and that the community that lives in the area can work with DOH to track down the Legionnaires and keep people safe from it. Cops are looking for the suspect who stabbed a man inside a McDonald's in Times Square. This happened just before 6 a.m. at the McDonald's on Broadway and West 45th. Cops say the 27-year-old victim was stabbed in the stomach following some kind of dispute between the two. He was rushed to the hospital and is expected to survive.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.